Just introduce yourself real quick for this.
I'm Matt Stires. I'm a detective with the Shelby Police Department.
So, Matt, just tell me a little bit about what your role here is at Shelby Police.
I'm assigned to the CID, which is Criminal Investigations Division. My task is mainly violent crimes. I work violent crime cases. Mm-hmm. What goes along with violent crimes here in Shelby and Cleveland County is gangs. So not only do I work violent crimes, I work gangs in Shelby and Cleveland County.
Okay. What are some of the gangs that you're seeing around here in Shelby?
Definitely Bloods. That's probably our number one gang so far. We deal with Bloods, Crips. At one time, we had the Outlaw motorcycle gang had a clubhouse here in Shelby that they've since moved out into the county. But predominantly Bloods.
Okay. You've been working. How long have you been working, like focused on gangs?
Probably around about 5 or 6 years.
In that time, what's one of the most shocking things that you have seen?
How young that they start out, or how young they get start talking about gangs and being a part of a gang, you know, as young as 10 or 11 years old. Like I said, it's mind blowing to know, and when you talk to those, I've talked to a couple, and you know, they're not around it out on the streets that much to know, you know, specifically about Bloods, Crips, and everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, questioning them, you know, it comes up, well, how do you learn about this stuff? And YouTube, the internet, mainly. So, and they know lingo and talk and gang, and, you know, they get a couple buddies together and then they call themselves a gang, you know. So, but yeah, it's the internet's where they're starting out getting the stuff, and then it just builds.
I mean, just like any organization, things change over time. It's not what we see on TV anymore. It's in the internet, and that's where they're learning a lot of it. Is that a recruiting tool, do you think, or is it just someone decided they're going to do a video?
I'm not sure that it's really, it could be a recruiting tool. I think it's more enticing. They see this stuff and they think it looks cool. You know, these rappers and stuff, they've got lots of money, nice cars, and they see that and they like, well, maybe that's what I need to do. So they start watching these videos and start acting like these people that they see in the videos, and they just carry it on out, you know, further.
So what are some of the, we were saying using social media has helped spread a lot of this stuff. What are some of the crimes that you're seeing being committed by these gangs?
It's actually, you know, it's moving with the times. You know, anywhere from car bennies, robberies, shootings to white collar crimes, fraud, identity theft, you know, stuff like that. They're not picky. They do it a little bit of everything.
Okay. Any way to kind of make money, it seems.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
And if you could guess, just how many members of these different gangs do you think are in the area?
It's hard to put because it changes every day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have people from other places, other counties, other states come in and pick up shop, hang out. You know, and I work closely with the sheriff's office and a detective there that works gangs as well. And he does most of our validations, and, you know, I would definitely say hundreds, more closer to 200, or if not more.
I was going to say, that's probably shocking for some people to hear. They're not used to thinking gangs are going to be in a rural community like Shelby, like Cleveland County. What would you say to someone who says, oh, we don't really have this type of problem? It's, you're blowing it out of proportion or something like that.
It's, I always say that there is a problem. And the reason I say that is a problem is because if there's a problem, then I can target it. Now, you look at Shelby, and we do have gangs. They pretty much stay to themselves. I mean, it's crime of opportunity most of the time. Somebody leaves their car unlocked, and they'll go through, you know, stuff like that. I don't want to say that, you know, to make people try to feel safer, but it's not like your bigger cities where, I'm not saying it won't happen, but it's not like your bigger cities where you go to the convenience store and you get carjacked. You get held at gunpoint and get robbed. You know, I'm not saying that's not going to happen. That's not what we deal with mainly here with the gang members that we deal with. They, like I said, they pretty much stay their self and they do their own thing. And it is a little bit better because it's a small town here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for us to know that there's 200 gang members here, you couldn't go to Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte knows a lot, I'm sure, but us being a small town, we pretty much can pinpoint and track who we think or know is a gang member.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing that I would say. We're working on it. We'll never fix it, I don't think. I would like to think so. But as long as we're on it, then maybe they're worried that we're on it, so they're not doing as much.
Yeah.
And we know who they are.
No.
You know, it's Shelby is definitely a safe city. Cleveland County is a safe county. But we do have the same problem that bigger cities have. But being a smaller mm-hmm. county and not really a county, but a smaller city, we can put a little bit more time into that because we know everybody and we can pinpoint it
mm-hmm.
and go that route and try to keep it's like the, I guess it's pretty much like the drugs. You'll never get rid of drugs, but you can target it all the time. And being in a small city, it helps trying to track these gang members because they're out there all over.
Yeah, I was going to say, because a year ago, there was a big...
Right, federal roundup.
Federal roundup out here, and I mean, 26, is that correct?
26, yep.
26. Do you have any idea what's going on with those 26 right now?
Me and the detective from the sheriff's office, we work closely with several federal agencies around here. One being with the FBI that done that roundup, and we still stay close with everybody in those agencies. And as far as I know, right now it's just pretty much trial prep. I know they've had several police from there was the total indictment was 83
mm-hmm.
From I think New York all the way to Miami. Majority was here in North Carolina, 26 here in Cleveland County. The last I heard, most of all the ones from Cleveland County have took pleas, and then they're still trying to work those pleas out and then doing trial prep if they have to come to go to trial.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add that I might not have talked about that you think people should know about gangs in this community?
Just know that they are out there. You know, they are out there, but Shelby is a safe place, and I can promise you that the Shelby Police Department, and I can also say that along with, you know, other agencies, we're working to fix that problem.